Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brando.
Sam.
And today, we're going to talk about teachers.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
I was not ready for that.
Oh, man, I got so many teacher stories.
Our nation's heroes.
I like that.
In so many ways.
Yeah. That didn't... There we go.
Thank you for your service, teachers.
Thank you for your service, teachers, because you do a job that... I don't even ever want to go back to a school, so... The fact that you guys are there longer than the kids,
yeah,
really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I would never be a teacher, ever.
Never, ever be a teacher.
You wouldn't catch me being in a classroom.
I would teach adults.
Yeah.
But not no kids.
No. Especially high school.
Oh,
count me out.
Heck no, baby.
Actually, no. I think middle school is the worst. I
think yes. Middle school and high school.
They're the meanest. They say things to you that like hits... your heart, like they know exactly what your insecurity is, and they're like, blah, 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 your knees are bad. And you're like,
okay, that's actually true because in middle school, there was a female teacher that was probably my age now in her mid 20s, and she literally got bullied by her students so much that she cried.
That she cried. Happened to my school too, only she was like 60.
You can't do that.
The whole class.
Was she mean?
Yours or mine?
You're the 60-year-old.
No, she was actually the sweetest person out there. I think we just pushed her to the... We were a rowdy class, and we just pushed her to the point. Actually, well, I went to a pretty rough neck middle school. So that was actually not the first teacher that we've seen break down because we were so rowdy. Yeah, we had one that was in their 20s, too, and literally she just walked out of the classroom.
Oh, my science teacher in middle school threw a kid into into the cabinet.
What? How does that even happen, Sam?
This kid was going off on him. You know how kids were like, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. And this teacher was like, and he was small, too. And he picked this kid up. He threw him. He's like, and we were like, oh. We were like, I mean, the teacher was obviously fired, but just to see it was wild. It was so funny. Kept away his body. And he kind of deserves it. But we were like, dang, that teacher snapped.
The kid deserved it or the teacher?
The kid deserved it. Oh, okay. He was like, he would not shut up. But teachers can't do that, can't.
Right.
But he was like, oh, you didn't think I was going to do anything. Because kids, you know, you like you can say whatever you want. Because I'm like, the teacher can't do anything. You're like,
nah, I'm about
to do something.
I'm about yeah. that. That's right.
First story.
That's how we go into it.
Am I the asshole for telling my child's daycare teacher that my child will not finish cleaning up?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My 2-year-old daughter has been in a home daycare for a few months now. That teacher, Sasha, is very nice. I'm normally all for my daughter cleaning her own mess, However, I find when I arrive, Sasha expects my daughter to finish cleaning up whatever she was playing with, which again would be fine, but it delays us getting out of the door and heading home. Sometimes we have plans, etc. I started texting Sasha when I was so many minutes away, asking her to get my daughter ready, and that seemed to work. My daughter would be in her jacket and reading a book, easy to put away, versus a huge project or something similar. Until today. Things were crazy and I was in a rush. We had a lot to do this afternoon and I was running behind because I had some car trouble. When I arrived, my daughter and some friends were in the middle of cleaning up a big mess. I told my daughter that we had to go and to get her coat. Sasha said she needed to finish cleaning up her part. I said any other day, sure, but I'm running late and we cannot miss this appointment. Sasha tried arguing that the kids need to learn responsibility and I flat out said no. I grabbed my daughter, put her coat on, and we left. As I said, hectic afternoon, so I only just now had time to check my text. I had one from Sasha saying poor planning on my part doesn't mean I can break rules. I pointed out that it's not in the contract and I can bring my child home whenever I need to or want. She accused me of undermining her authority and I was giving a verbal warning, which I found ridiculous. Am I the asshole?
Brandon's face.
No. she taking that way too seriously. The whole cleaning up the mess thing. I mean, I understand it. I can understand where she's coming from, because especially if it's like a daycare and you're running it alone, anything, little thing can help. But yeah, you have to understand at some point, like, there's like people living their adult lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's just one day, like if she was continually doing this, like,
yeah,
like, oh, she's not cleaning up her mess today. Nope. We got stuff to do. I could understand that. But it's like, there's no, what am I trying to say here? Like, when an adult deals with another adult, there has to be some sort of room for like, oh, okay, you know what? You ain't even got to say nothing this time. I get it. Like, I just understand. And sometimes, unfortunately, it comes without communication on the front end,
mm-hmm.
and comes with it on the tail end. But for Sasha to go back and just say that is just like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one day. I don't know. I just, that didn't sit right with me.
Ooh. Yeah, I think I agree with you on the, if it was multiple times, then yeah, you're the asshole. But one time, it happens. You got to move on. Situations happen. I think maybe that on the teacher side, you got to deal with kids all day. You probably just get frustrated. And you're like, I got to deal with kids all the time. And then your old parent comes in. It's like, well, I got to go. And just takes their kid. And you're like, but there's slime on the ground. I don't know. What was so messy that this they had to clean? Anyway. I think because of that, maybe that's where the animosity came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think you're the asshole for doing it one time. Unless you're lying to us and you're doing this every other day or something.
Yeah, I think also too, it's the fact that she was proactive, at least sometimes. Like, hey, I'm on my way. Can you get her ready or yeah. whatever she's got to do? So it's like, to a certain extent too, like people should just know people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds weird, but it's like, if she's being proactive, the one time she's not, okay, something's probably going on.
Brandon, I think you articulated that in such a great way that I'm just like, I don't have anything to say because I completely agree with what you said. And everything that Sam added, I'm like, yes. So, next story.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh! You got sucked in the next story. You have that sound effect? Yep, that's exactly, I think, what I... Oh, brother.
Okay, am I the asshole for cussing at a teacher after she gave my information to a reporter?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Did you sign? Did they sign the, you know, the media release you have to sign in school, the, like, to release your picture? Like, if they just took a picture of you, they can release it out.
Oh,
I remember that you had to, like, sign something.
You had to sign it?
I don't think you had to, but it was, like, in the paperwork when you first started on the first day of school. They're like, if we took a picture of you, we own the rights to that picture.
Yeah.
So that's why you could be, like, show up in, like, a brochure of, like, hey, black kids and white kids are talking to each other in a picture.
Diversity. Isn't that illegal? Like, aren't schools like first responders?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
If I'm not mistaken, and maybe someone can correct me in the comments, but like first responders, so like if there's like an issue and they know about the issue, they're supposed to report it. But the problem is they cannot like, they can't release information like to like the public or to like public mediums because they're first responders. They can only do it to the authorities. But I think schools is on that list. So it's like,
maybe.
Is it that illegal or maybe, I don't know.
Hey,
but either
maybe.
Way.
Am I right, Sam?
Yeah. Let's hear that story and find out.
Because Brandon might be onto something.
I think he might be onto something.
He might be onto a freaking thing.
I think a thing is what he has and what he's going to do about it.
And you know what I'm going to say? Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for cussing at a teacher after she gave my information to a reporter? I'm one of the few but growing number of single men who foregone marriage and became a dad on my own. In my case, I used a surrogate 3 times, so I have 3 boys between the ages of 5 and 10. When they started school and started to make friends, I did tell a few parents because they wanted to know more about me before letting their kids spend time with my kids. Most were intrigued for a few minutes. That went away once they realized how normal we were. I'm neither for nor against a single parent surrogacy. I did what worked for me, and I also don't promote it in the same way people promote their personal lives for clout. In fact, I haven't told anybody about it in years. That brings me to my son's second grade teacher, Mrs. F. I got a random call from a reporter asking to interview me for a magazine piece on men resorting to surrogacy to have kids. I thought it was a joke, but he had all sorts of information, including the names of my kids and what I did for work. I asked how he got this information, and he said that he got it from Mrs. F, who is a friend of his. In fact, she gave him my number. I was pissed. The next day, I told Mrs. F about the call, and she said it would be so exciting to be in a magazine and online. I asked, why the fuck did she put my personal life out there? That's a total betrayal. She said she didn't know I'd be so upset and simply thought that I'd be open to it. I told her that I didn't tell her my business, let alone give her permission to spread it. She didn't say anything, so I called her a fucking moron who needs to grow the fuck up. She probably thought that I complained to the principal, but that's not my style. I'd tell you to your face. Now the VP principal is acting like an intermediary between us after she said that I cussed her out. He did say that I was out of line, but that she was even more out of line.
And
he asked me to be more understanding because she's so young and lives online. I told her that he's just mad that he actually has to do some work now. And the funny part is that I'm not even mad at her anymore. I don't like her, but it's not like she's going to matter in a few months. Oh, my God.
That sounded so menacing.
Yeah.
I don't like her, but she's not going to matter in a few months.
Why'd you pull up your pants when you did that? I think that added something to the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like her, but she's not going to matter in a few months.
That reminds me of this joke that I heard. It has nothing to do with it, but the menacing part when I think there was these two girls and they're in line at a convenience store. And there was a guy in line. He was like telling the guy in the back, he was like, I need 50 condoms. And the girls like start laughing. They're like, what is this dude? Like laughing. They're like laughing. And he turns around, he looks them in the eye, he says, make it 52. And they're like, oh, that's the most menacing thing you can say. And they just stop laughing. And I'm like,
oh,
just
my God.
Think of that. I'm like, that's crazy.
What the heck? What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
You're just having fun. You're giggling. Oh, he said condoms. And he's like, make it 52.
Ugh. And that was real or a joke or what?
I think it was a joke. I remember saying this on a podcast. I think it was a joke, but I think it was real. I think they saw it somewhere.
Wow. So this story.
Yeah, back to the story. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah,
Maddie first.
Yeah, go
first. You guys
first.
Came Ms. to me. I think that that's completely crazy that she thought that it was okay to spread that information, kind of like Brandon mentioned in the beginning. I don't know if it's just a teacher thing or just in general. I feel like if I were to give out personal information of my friend to a reporter about the same thing, you know, I think that that would be maybe even worse because we're actually friends. It's like, why are you telling people my personal information? For me, people that are that like blunt is, and I don't know if aggressive is the right word. That's too much for me. Like, you don't necessarily need to do that, but that's because I'm not really confrontational. So me seeing that, I'm like, whoa, all right, maybe back up a little bit. But maybe to some people where they're like, no, you're telling my personal life to a reporter. Yeah, I'm going to be upset about that.
Right.
So, yeah, no, he's absolutely not the asshole for doing that. That's crazy that she thought that that was okay. And I'm just still worried about what that last line means. If she doesn't, I'm not going to have to worry about her in a few months. I'm like, I know what you mean, but it sounds way worse.
I'm just trying to think of the conversation. So she's like at dinner with her reporter friend. And she's like, you know what? There's this stat. Like, how did it even lead into the conversation?
I feel like that's got to be how it is.
Why are you talking about him?
Yeah.
Well, I guess people probably talk about things that happen at their job because that's her job.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how did you get in a situation about that specific thing about him? And the reporter's like, this is a hot story. I got to follow up on this.
I think that's what it was.
It's a hot tip.
Yeah.
You had a reporter that's down on his or her luck, and then a person with a story like, yo, you should check this person out. And they're like, this is going to boost our ratings. Yeah. I got to get on this.
Well, that is a crazy story. Like, if this person came to the news themselves and was like, look, I'm a dad. I went through
three surrogates,
like insemination. I got kids this way. I've never heard of a dad doing that. So
I've never.
That's
thinking,
how.
Like, should I do that? Or?
I'm going to be a single father.
I'm going to. Oh, yeah. The whole, what is it? SMBC, single mothers by choice.
Okay.
Which he's a
SDBC.
SDBC. That should be not that hard. I can't believe I couldn't think of that.
Single SF.
But they're like, yeah, there's a growing rise of single mothers by choice. I hate that. I hate that choice personally. I think you shouldn't go into it. Like, I don't know. I know. Let's not even get on the subject because that's probably.
Well, okay. Before we get off the subject, my only question is, so I guess I've seen the SMBC, but like, what do you think about people, women that say, listen, the men that I've been dealing with, no, but I have a good sister. I have a good friend that's like, we're going to raise our kids together in like a community type thing. Because I've seen that like on TikTok and stuff where people are like, me and my best friend, we have kids. We're going to live in the same household and we're going to raise our kids together.
I'm not against community. I do think it takes more than one person to raise a kid appropriately.
Yeah.
I don't say it's not possible. It's definitely possible. But I'm saying it's harder. And why go the hard if you can have it with someone? I think my only issue with the single mothers by choice is saying that men don't matter in the equation.
Yeah.
There's a difference between saying like I was with someone and they were trash and they failed and they didn't want to step up and all that stuff. But then going the other way, going so far and saying men don't matter in raising children at all.
Mm-hmm.
So why have them?
Yeah.
And I think that's the same. I've never heard of the single dad. He's the first one I've heard who did it on purpose. Like there's a single dad out there, but who wanted to do it on purpose and to be like, I want to have kids so bad that I'm like, I don't need a mother.
Mm-hmm.
That part where I'm like, well, I don't think that's good either.
Yeah.
Like you're like advocating for a situation that's already tough to begin with. You're like, let's do this hard situation. That's a crazy thing to me. People accidentally fall into it all the time. But I'm like saying, I want to have this hard situation that could affect my kids and all the statistics that go with it. I want that. That's where I'm like,
this ain't what you want.
Yeah, it couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Oh. What was the question again?
So, is he the asshole?
He yelled at her.
Oh, okay. I thought you were asking me for the question you just asked. No. She is. Because if you had the information to give to someone to reach out to them, why wouldn't you reach out to them first to see if it was right. Okay to give them the information? One, you don't even, like, you're a teacher now. You had to get references. You don't just put a person on the sheet and be like, oh, yeah, they can vouch for me. No, there's rules and systems to this. But I really want to know how he went about it. Like, I know what he said, but it's like, I want to know how he did it. Because I feel like that could be really scary or like a little traumatizing, because she's like, I guess, a young teacher. So yeah. It's like, you know, young, impressionable, you can make mistakes, but something like that could probably just send you like,
mm-hmm.
You know, I hope. Me, I don't like using foul language when I'm upset. There's so many ways to articulate what you need to say. And using foul language is not one of them in my head. I really like to use it just in general.
Use fist. Like,
huh?
Use fist,
yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, yeah.
Use violence
instead of foul violence language. And chaotic
yeah.
evil.
Which I think, yeah, it's better.
Yeah, that's better.
I think on the other side, because I like Maddie's point, like, you're not confrontational, so you wouldn't handle it like that. You wouldn't handle it like you didn't like the language. But I don't like when people who are clearly in the wrong, like she was, like, switch on the victim just because of how the person reacted. Like, he might have been over the top, but I'm like, you were clearly in the wrong, and now you're like, well, I was scared that... Because you did something crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I was mad. And now you're trying to turn yourself into the victim when you did me wrong.
Yeah.
And just because I was animated in how I responded, maybe I shouldn't have done that. You're not the victim.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That makes me mad.
Sam starts cussing. He's like, and that teacher does suck.
Yeah. And I'll help him get rid of the body when he clearly is going to kill her. It's clear.
Oh, were there any comments on that? I have to know, because the way he ended that, it's just like, bro, you can't just say how all this animosity just happened and then that's your last sentence. I won't have to worry about her in a few months. Like, we understand, like, school districts, whatever, but that's horrible. That's a horrible thing to say at the end of a Reddit story.
And that reporter's not going to have a building to work in.
A murder and an arsonist? What are we doing here?
Okay.
Your single father put you through a lot.
Hey. That, yeah.
Three kids?
All boys?
All boys?
Come on now.
Going crazy.
Okay, so top comment, not the asshole. The VP needs to not be making excuses for her. What she did was really disrespectful, rude, and unethical. You do not give out other people's personal information without their permission. If she wanted to give her friend a lead, she could have said, hey, I know a single dad who might be a good fit. Let me ask him if he'd like to talk to you. And that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing about your contact info, life, and especially nothing about your children. Another comment says, actually, she may have broken a law. I'm not super familiar with FERPA, but she may have seriously violated it. That's no joke either. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm on to something, but I would really like to know. Like, so please comment below. I don't know anything about that, but
yeah, none of us do.
Yeah. Okay, so another person commented, she absolutely violated FERPA if they're in the states. Names, phone numbers, and family structures are all protected under FERPA.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yikes.
The only way the teacher is not the asshole is if the reporter is fine. And then... It's fine with me. You can give all my.
What if the teacher's fine?
Actually, that changes. Yeah, you go off. You're going mad. You're like, Oh.
You're the one who had my name in your mouth, huh?
And you got my number already. You're handing it out. So how about you call me?
So Miss F.
Miss Fine. F for fine. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm only in it to say good though, so we can't be anything but.
That's cool.
And then
I'm mad again.
And then he comes in and sits down with her and he says, "You're not the asshole, Mrs. F. You're a criminal. Bring him in, boys." And then it's
get
just
her.
We got him.
It's just the guy from To Catch a Predator. How you doing tonight, Mrs. F?
What's
and then the police come in. Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
I call him Chris Hansen.
Okay.
Is there like an alarm button?
No.
Don't let her. She's going to pick a random one. It's not going to.
That's kind of an
we
alarm.
Got him, boys.
We got him. We got him, boys.
We got him, boys.
Bring her up. Miss F, get
put
in
him
here.
Under the jail. Put him under the jail.
Miss F starts running. Miss F jumps out of the window. Oh, get her.
Story three.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for writing a bad Yelp review about my child's daycare, calling them racist?
I love a good racist story. I love me a good racism story.
You're the a-hole for using Yelp.
I think so. I've written one Yelp review in my life. That's how, because I hate the thought of your opinion. Like, it doesn't matter, who cares? But this was only one time I've been so angry that I'm like, I'm writing a long Yelp review.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
A hotel in San Francisco. Worst experiences of my life. Worst experience. I'm like, and I was like writing it while we were there. I'm like, I had it in my notes app. I'm like, I'm writing and adding things to it every day.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, to whom it may concern. I felt so good getting it out there.
Am I the asshole for writing a bad Yelp review about my child's daycare, calling them racist? A while ago, my daughter, 8 female, was complaining about her daycare because they were not giving her sunscreen. She asked for sunscreen, but they said that black people do not need sunscreen, but they actually do. Before COVID, they went on a field trip and they made all of the black kids sit in the sun and made the white kids sit in the shade because it would do damage to their skin or some other BS. I talked to the ladies at the daycare and they said that it was justified, but said if we brought in a doctor's note, they would give her sunscreen. I made my daughter take it to school and let her share it with other kids, but then the teacher took it away, saying she's not allowed to do that without permission. The other day, she came home with a bad sunburn and her skin was peeling, and I had enough and wrote that they were racist and segregating kids and that she could get skin cancer because they're forcing her in the sun without sunscreen. I sent the lady in charge articles about cancer and that black people can get sunburned. She said that they were under her orders and that she was right because we have more protection against this, and said that I was blowing this out of proportion and asked me to take my review down. I am seriously thinking of contacting a news channel about this. My friend said that I'm being a Karen for complaining publicly and that black people have melanin, so that gives them a lot of protection that other kids don't have. Edit. We live in the deep south.
Yeah, that's racist.
Yep, that checks. That
I don't
checks
like
out.
To throw racist around all the time because I think it's hard to qualify sometimes, but that's racist.
Yes, I agree. I think the fact that she literally called it out, she gave articles, and they're still like, no, they have more protection than white kids. Okay, so you're saying they have more protection than white kids. They still need protection from the sun. Like, that's
right.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put all the kids in the shade? Why don't you just
right.
give all the kids sunscreen? Why do you have to say, no, you're fine? What?
Right.
And especially if the mom is already like, she came home with a sunburn.
Right.
She's peeling. That proves that she can get sunburned. Like, that is crazy. And that is very racist. And that's horrible.
Yeah, because I feel like as a child care provider, why would you want to get in the question of doing it either way, just in case something like this happened, in case someone got mad?
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier to be like, everyone gets sunscreen, because to their point, whatever their point is, like, it is true that, like, it is harder for us to, our skin to burn.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, I'm like, I went tubing several summers, and there was times when my friends were getting burned, and I'm like, but I'm like, I have been sunburned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it may take a little bit longer, but I'm like, it happens, and it feels the same as everybody else. So we're not these alien creatures that we have different human makeups than other people. And it just reminds me of stuff in the 50s where, like, well, black people have third muscles. That's why they're so fast. Like, they have different muscles in their legs. I'm like, this is that same stuff, and it's still happening? Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
I'm like seething with anger with this story. Forget race for a second. There are certain things as a parent going to childcare, I think we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like because I ask, just do.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you my kid needs sunscreen, give my kid sunscreen. It's not that hard. You're not going to run out. She literally gave her kid some sunscreen. All you have to do is just apply it and move on.
Right.
Why do you have to make? You were the one blowing out of proportion when you decided to take away the sunscreen and say you can't use it.
Yes. Why? Okay. Like you said, fine. You're not going to supply my kid with the sunscreen that they need. I will bring sunscreen. Don't you dare take away that sunscreen that I gave to my child to be protected.
Yeah.
You're fine. No, that, above all, this whole thing, that's even more ludicrous. It's like, okay, if you don't give me the things that I need to succeed, so in this situation, to protect myself, if you're not going to protect me, I'm going to protect my daughter and I'm going to give her the stuff that she needs. Don't you dare take that away from her when I'm trying to protect her, when you guys won't.
Mm-hmm. I also think the friend is a very interesting character.
It's a white person.
Sure. It has to be, because...
Actually, it could be a black person.
Okay.
Because I do know black people are like specific, like, we don't sunburn. Yeah. And they could be saying it on that side, too.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And it's like, I feel like with black people, it's like, if we don't see it as that big of a deal, when you're like going to news reporters and stuff like that, it's like you're doing too much type thing.
Yeah.
And I could understand that perspective, but at the same time, if something needs to go down, something needs to go down. Like, people need to know about that. People need to know that even though it's not, what they see is not important for the child's health trumps what you see as a parent.
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not how child care should run.
Yeah, and I think the sunscreen is like the least important part. Like the fact that they're like, black people stay on the sun, white people in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the effects of the sun, when it's hot outside, you're like, people naturally go to the shade because they don't want to be on the sun. They're like, nope, you have to stay on the sun, be uncomfortable while people are chilling in the shade. Like, it's so nice. It's a nice day outside. And the black people are like sweating and stuff. And I'm like, that's crazy. You saying like, well, it's fine. They got protection. I'm like, they're uncomfortable. It's hot outside. Why are they sitting in the shade?
I think another thing too, when I was younger, I could get sunburnt, but like now, you know, got that. But it's like, I still had the ability to burn.
Mm-hmm.
My mama's light skin. She can burn. There's different shades of... Just because you're black does not... Yeah, like Sam was saying, just because you're black does not mean you can't burn. Like, at a certain point... It took me a certain point. I was like caramel when I came out. And it took me to a certain point before I was like, oh, I don't burn anymore. Like, now I could stay out all day and be fine.
So like, you're on their side now.
Huh?
You're on their side. You're saying...
No, not at all. But like my mom,
I thought Red Pill Sam was gone.
Yeah.
No, this is a different.
Oh pill. No,
this is Matrix.
He's here. It's Red Pill Brandon now.
Oh my god!
I wasn't agreeing. You were.
You're agreeing. I think.
Man, get out of here.
So there is an update to this. I decided to ask my daughter how she feels about all this, and she said that she likes going to daycare and that all of her friends are there. I got a lot of nice replies and awards, and I'm very thankful for all the support I've been getting. I'm having my daughter come home from school with her grandma instead of daycare. I emailed the owner of the daycare franchise, not the manager, and they are very furious, and I've decided to let go the people who are participating in this. I'm not going to report them yet unless they do this again. I'm in a group chat with the parents, and I told them to tell me if any of this happens again. I'm afraid that reporting the place can make a lot of people who didn't know about this lose their jobs. Turns out the manager and her friends were just power tripping. I'm not very confrontational, and my husband also said reporting would not be a good idea, since if they closed down, other parents would lose their childcare. Mm. Well, that's good, though. At least the people that were doing that got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best thing that could happen.
Yeah.
So.
I'm glad. That's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Why is your face like that, Sam? Why did you like...
Because I'm inspired of the happy ending.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for joining me for the Comfort Level Podcast. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Sam.
Thank Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie.
Bye.
But like, what did he mean? We're not going to worry about her in the next few months. That's all I want to know. Okay,
we'll
goodbye.
See you. Bye.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.